Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Waupaca, the highest rated hearing healthcare clinic in Wisconsin. PROFHearingCare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll hear about April events at the Range of Richfield, get a fishing report from Wisconsin Dells, learn how sunglasses make hard baits irresistible to fish, if you can believe that connection, and find out about a flash sale from Finger Light. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit Hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm joins us from home again this week. Jeff, what have you been up to?
Oh, in between tournaments, Dan, getting ready for the Monroe, Michigan, Lake Erie National Walleye Tour event, first event of the NWT this year.
All right, and that's, you say, Lake Erie?
Yeah, Lake Erie, and we're all expecting some pretty big bags as long as the weather is good for us. It's always interesting going over Lake Erie. There are a lot of different dynamics on Lake Erie that we can kind of chase. You know, you can chase those summertime fish, you know, east of Cleveland. You can chase post-spawn fish in the Western Basin, and then you can chase pre-spawn fish from that northwest portion of the lake into the Detroit River. And that's really where we're going to kind of be closest to. We'll be kind of between, you know, Monroe is between that Detroit River and the Maumee River in Toledo. So they got a lot of, spawning area that they're going to be chasing these pre-spawn fish in. And, I'm hearing, now, whether this turns out this way, I'm hearing we could possibly see some of the largest bags in tournament walleye fishing just based on the fact that what the anglers are seeing are a lot of pre-spawn fish that are not ready to drop eggs yet. So figure we've got a, you know, little less than a week to go, probably going to be pretty close to them dropping eggs. So if they haven't, you know, we could see some really, really big fish, and they're able to bring five fish as big as you can find them to the stage. So could be some monster bags. I know personally I've weighed over 50 pounds a bag at a Lake Erie event at this time of year, so I know it's totally possible that we have a two-day total that could be really scratching, you know, 100 pounds, which would be incredible. Biggest I've weighed, I think, on a two-day total has been, 89 pounds and 4 ounces.
Okay.
And so, so it's, I mean, we could surpass that for sure.
Yeah. Wow. And I suppose the savvy anglers will try for the pre-spawn fish because that's where the weight is in the eggs in the belly.
Yeah. I mean, if you can figure that out, I mean, obviously, you know, they'd all love to catch a 30, 31 inch fish, but if you find that, you know, 28, 29 inch fish, but she's, you know, got a heavy belly, that'll probably weigh more than your, you know, 31 inch fish that is maybe postponed.
Well, all right. Well, we had some crazy weather here this week, and I know you lost some pine branches. Any serious damage?
No, nothing, you know, nothing that would probably destroy a tree other than, you know, we had a couple of jack pines fall over on the driveway and things like that. But yeah, we had, you know, the ice came through and, took out some big branches off of, a lot of our mature white pines. And, you know, the day before it happened, I was telling my wife, we were sitting outside listening to the wind come through these white pines. And I think anybody who's spent some time in amongst pine trees, when it's breezy, there's like a distinct, almost whisper type sound that you hear as the wind comes through the pine trees. And I told her, I was like, man, I just have really fallen in love with that sound. I just really enjoy it. And then the following day we get this ice storm, and I'm just hearing and seeing these branches falling all over on my white pines. And I was like, no, I love the trees so much.
Yeah. That crashing and crunching and breaking is not the sound you want to hear.
Yeah. Not the sound, but they'll all survive. And, there's plenty more where that came from. So they make new ones almost every day.
It's called natural pruning, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been many songs written about the wind in the pines. I don't know about the, branches breaking off the pines, but anyway.
Yeah. I don't know about that one.
Yeah. We had a little ice so far this week. I don't think we lost any branches. I basically stayed in on Thursday when it was coming down, and our power went out for a couple hours, but came back. And, that's enables me to do what we're doing here. We're recording a couple days early, hoping for decent weather on the weekend. Last weekend, I was at the Open Season Sportsman's Expo at Kalahari in the Dells. I was helping Mark LaBarbera and other volunteers sell raffle tickets on a wall of guns to support the Midwest Outdoor Heritage Education Expo. That's coming up in May, 2 days at the McKenzie Center in Poinette and 1 day at Havenwood State Park in Milwaukee. Some 5,000 grade school kids from across the state will be bused to those events. We actually sold $6 of tickets. That's 600 raffle tickets at $20 a pop. And raised some money and gave away half a dozen guns.
Cool.
Yeah. So if you'd like to see your kids' school visit the Haven Woods or the McKenzie Center for MOHE, it's called Midwest Outdoor Heritage Education Expo, visit ohecyes.org. And OHEC is spelled O-H-E-C, ohecyes.org for details. My Lake of the Woods trip in September is full, but we have a waiting list just in case somebody can't make it. So if you're interested, check it out at blackisland.com. Pull down the trips tab, look for my name, and you'll find the information right there. Coming up, Pat Kelmerton returns to explain the connection between relevant sunglasses and mad scientist tackle, and it's an interesting story. Jim Bobby Ash announces April events at the Range of Richfield. Botch Leonhardt gives us a fishing report from River's Edge Resort in the Dells. And something new, we're trying out a two-minute drill with Tom Mitchell of Fingerlight.com, and he's got a flash sale on Fingerlights through Easter Sunday. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, and that's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 divide. And you can also find them on the web at therangewi.com. And joining me once again for our almost monthly chat is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash. Jim, welcome back. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. Hi, Dan. It's good to be back with you. I know last month I wasn't able to be on the air with you, but I understand you covered it very nice, so I do appreciate that.
Well, I hope it did some good, but I'm glad to have you back with us today. But how was that month that we missed? How was March?
March is really a great month. We had a bunch of new shooters and a lot of new people taking our classes. We also had our Operation Finally Home fundraiser, and this is a company that builds homes for disabled or injured veterans, police officers, anybody that's in the service like that. And they build it mortgage-free. They're really doing a great job. So I hooked up with them, I think almost 6-7 years ago. We closed the range and we put one gun on each lane. So there's 12 different guns for them to try. So they go in there and they get 5 rounds per gun. And then at the end is a competition if you want to get into it. And then after that, they have beer and wine and soda available. And then we also bring in some food, which is always excellent. And they have a great time. We had 55 shooters and there were probably close to 70 people total that were there for the event and for eating. It's a great one. And we're going to do it again next year. And anybody that is interested, let us know. Come on in. We'd love to have you there. It's really worthwhile.
Yeah, nice. I assume you have to sign up ahead of time so you know how many people are coming.
A lot of them sign up ahead of time, but we get the majority of them a few days before.
Uh-huh.
We've been fairly lucky in guessing how many, and the caterer we use is very flexible, and he's right down the street from us. So it always seems to work out extremely well.
He's not running back to barbecue some more ribs in a hurry.
No, he knows. And we always have food left over, which is awesome, because then he leaves it here for our group, which is very kind.
Nice, nice. And this is a fundraiser.
Right. You can pay to get in to do the shooting and eating and everything else. And then they also have sponsors, and they also have lane sponsors. Mm-hmm. So all in all, I think it's one of their top fundraising events. And they're just good people. It's actually located down in Texas. Uh-huh. And they're building all over the United States. And I know they build at least one a year here in Wisconsin.
Nice.
It is nice.
Well, how about your consignment gun program? How's that doing?
You know, that's going great. What we're getting right now is a lot of people that, oh, my dad died or my grandpa died, and he had all these guns, and I don't know what to do with them.
Uh-huh.
So we say, bring them in. We'll basically give you an appraisal on them, and then we can either put them in our store to sell them, or we can put them on Gun Broker, and then they get national exposure. And we have been going through quite a few guns, which is absolutely awesome. And we do it a little differently. We take 20%, and the guy who owns the gun gets 80%, which is a far cry from what some of the other gun stores around here are charging.
Uh-huh.
So it works well, and we have a new guy by the name of Brandon, and he is marvelous. I mean, he knows more about guns than anybody else I know, and he's been moving product for us, which is what it's all about. So very, very happy with the way things are going.
Very good. And you have new guns, of course, as well, right?
Oh, yes. We have new guns, and we switched up to a lot of guns in our rental program. So now we have a lot of the newer guns, more popular ones, on display in our rental that gives you a chance to try before you buy, which is also a really good feature. A lot of these guns that come back for consignment are good. They bought the gun, took it home, came to the range, shot it, and said, I don't like the way it feels.
Hmm.
And they don't want it anymore. It's very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. All right. And I'll bet you got some classes starting in April, right?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we have our Wisconsin Concealed Carry class, and that's on April 12th. And then we have another one on May 17th. Class fills up quickly. If you're interested, I got some excellent instructors. Come on in. Or go on our website and you can check out who they are and what's going on. So we'd love to have you. We also have our NRA basic pistol course. That's a two-day class on a Saturday and Sunday, April 18th and 19th. And once again, the instructor for that class is really, really good. He brings in a bunch of his own guns to look at, and you get a real education. I get a lot of people that come out of that class, and they give me a big thumbs up. They really enjoyed it. So it's really worthwhile.
In addition to group classes, you offer private lessons, don't you?
Absolutely. First of all, if you've never shot before, that's the way to start, because he'll take you through the whole thing. Or if you have an issue with something, it can be one-on-one or two-on-one, and you get that resolved other than being in a big class and maybe skip over what you're really looking for. So it's a great option, these private lessons. And we have some of the most experienced instructors, period. I mean, they're just outstanding. And you can check them out again on our website.
All right. You also have leagues off and on throughout the year. What do you got going on now?
We're going to be offering our summer Bullseye Slow Fire League. Now, that's going to start on May 12th and run through August 25th. It's only $125. You need a challenge? Well, grab your .22 or a centerfire pistol, bring it over, and get involved.
Okay, that's slow fire.
Slow fire means that you're not under the time limit.
Yeah.
When you're firing in a regular Bullseye League, you get so many seconds to get off so many shots. So this kind of gives people a chance to really get ready for the regular Bullseye, which will start again in fall.
Uh-huh.
And I got to tell you, this year, I bet you we had 80 people shooting.
Wow.
And the competition is incredible. Because they get a little trophy at the end, and we throw a little party for them. They love it, and they just keep coming in and shooting. And it's a .22, basically, so you're not spending a lot of money on ammo.
Yeah, yeah, great. Well, how about the safe business?
Well, I'll tell you something. Safe business has been going very strong. We had a tax season sale. Because of the momentum we built on that, to maximize this opportunity, we're extending this Liberty Safe website promotion through April 19th. It was supposed to close on April 15th. That gives everybody one another weekend to take advantage of the offer. If you buy a safe online, you get 10% off. If you come to the range, we have a rebate program. I contribute 5%, and then Liberty contributes 5%. And in some instances, that's actually more than 10%. We have that going on again from March 2nd through April 19th. If you're interested, come on in. It's a super deal, and I'm glad Liberty is taking the opportunity to push it forward, because we did get a lot of nice traffic.
Yeah, fantastic. Your notes to me say you got some big news. What is it?
Well, the big news is that we are now set and ready to handle all your suppressor needs. We can do the paperwork, pictures, fingerprints, and all can be done right here at the range. We've also started to bring in a variety of different cans, but if we don't have the one you're looking for, we can order it for you. The can business has just exploded ever since they took the tax off of it as of the first of the year. There used to be a $200 tax.
Yeah.
That's gone. So people are just jumping in and buying the cans. We think this is going to be a real opportunity. We've got an individual, as a matter of fact, it's Brandon, who really knows cans and can help us with it. And we have rentals with suppressors on it.
Oh.
So you can try it. You know, people try and go, holy man, I really like this.
Yeah,
so it's really a great deal.
Okay, cool. And your gunsmith is there as well.
Yeah. If your gun needs a little tune-up or repair, Eli is our in-store gunsmith, and he can handle any of your firearm needs. And he's really that good. So next time you're in or coming nearby or whatever, stop in and say hi to Eli. He has a wealth of knowledge, and he loves to talk about guns and how to fix them and make them better. Matter of fact, the guy who won the Bullseye contest this last winter, he had his trigger worked on by Eli, and that's what made the difference for him.
Ooh.
So, I know, that's really amazing.
Yeah, very good. All right, well, I don't have to be in the market for a new gun or a new trigger or anything. If I just want to talk about guns, you're there, right?
Come on in and talk about guns. We can talk about cans. We can talk about consignment. We've always got a lot of things to talk about, and we'd love to have you come in and spend some time with us.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you so much. We will catch up with you again in another month. Meanwhile, I hope April goes well.
Ben, thank you.
You're quite welcome. That was Jim Bobiash. He is the president of the Range of Richfield. They are your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store. That's where Highways 41 and 45 split. You can also find them online at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is a good friend of mine, Pat Kelmerton. He's the National Outdoor Sales and Marketing Manager for Relevant Sunglasses and Mad Scientist Tackle. We talked to him recently about the technology behind Relevant Sunglasses, and we just ran out of time. So we've got him on again now to talk about Mad Scientist Tackle. And let me give you the website. One website will get to both, and that's rlvnt.life, relevant without the vowels, rlvnt.life. Or you can go to madscientist.technology. Pat, welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us again.
Dan, thanks for having me. Absolute pleasure being here.
You're quite welcome. Well, we talked about the technology behind the coatings on your Relevant sunglasses. Talk about how this applies to Mad Scientist Tackle.
You know, quite honestly, it was fish heads like us, Dan. It was one of them where they were sitting around, they were talking, and they were looking at their Relevant sunglasses and, you know, the technology on the outside of that that reflect UVA, UVB, infrared, everything that the fishing community is lacking, right? So a lot of the tapes on the market will reflect either a UVA or UVB. A lot of the paints on the market will absorb and release the UV. But there wasn't another product on the market that had the technology that we have the capability of producing by simply coating. And when I say coating, it's taking our technology from our sunglasses and developing a pattern or a way to take a capsule, put it into a machine, shoot it with a bunch of lasers, make it float in space and adhere it as a coat on fishing tackle, which is a patented light reflective technology designed to improve visibility, contrast, and strike detection on lures that either we are selling or that already exists on the market.
Wow, my head is spinning here, and let's put this into plain English, and I know you can do that. So these lures now look different to fish, is that right?
That is correct. Envision it this way. So if you are standing on the dock and you are looking down into the water, and you take a spoon or a plug and you pull it, and when that plug wobbles, you'll see the color on each side the way that it reflects, right?
Yeah.
Or the light hits it and allows your human brain to be able to see that color as the light hits it.
Okay.
The other way to explain Mad Scientist technology is if you're sitting at the dock and you're staring into the water and you see nothing, and all of a sudden a bunch of minnows turn to the side and all you see is a flash and it's all these different colors and it's a rainbow effect, almost like the glimmer of the side of an alewife, especially down south. If you get down south and you're standing on the dock and there's a school of minnows that will turn to the side and you just see like a disco like kind of flash in the water and then it's gone, right?
Yep.
That right there is the easiest way to explain what our coatings do. Because if you look at the way that the water works, or if you look at the way that life below the surface of the water works, is you have plants that will grow 200 feet under the surface of the water from UV hitting it. You have, you know, the different alewives and fish and everything else and moonlight phases and, you know, when your color dissipates at a certain level of your water column, you know, red dissipates before anything. You know, you start looking at all of this, but UV is strong enough to burn the human skin. It's that strong.
Uh-huh.
So it'll cut that water to the point where you will get flash deeper. You will get more color flash because it reflects both UVA and UVB. But to add on to that, it also reflects infrared. So your toothy critters like your salmon and your muskies, a lot of those can see in the infrared spectrum as well. So there's study about salmon coming all the way from the Pacific Ocean into the Columbia River and how they have a mechanism in their brain that will switch their visibility from going from normal sight to infrared, and to be able to navigate that body of water with the currents and the dirty, and it's science, and the way that you explain it is way over my head and probably way over majority of the people that are listening's head, because I still have a hard time explaining technology until you start using it. And once you start using it, you're going to become addicted to using it. I say that because there's professional people that have been in this industry for as long as it is. You know, I mean, I'm going to throw a name out there. You take a prime example, and the biggest testimony that we have is you take a Mark Romanek, who writes the prescription trolling manuals across the board, and he's sending in 4 or 5 dozen baits at a time to have them quoted. You know you're on to something, because he's out-producing all of his other baits every time on the ones that has the technology on.
Interesting. Yeah, I know Mark, and I know his reputation. So you're essentially creating the glimmer of a bait fish in distress with the coating on the lures, and that's what attracts fish, right?
Yes. That is the easiest and the best way for us to explain what this coating does.
So, Pat, where can we buy the Mad Scientist lures?
You can go either to the local retail shops, and they're all over the state of Wisconsin. We're starting to spread our wings a little bit across the United States on different brick and mortars that are carrying them. You can also go to Mad Scientist Technology, and you can go on the website and run through there. But then we also have a lot of different e-commerces that are popping up all over the place. You look at like Rugged Outdoors, what they're doing is OEMing. So they're taking all of the proven baits across the United States, like the Yakima Maglips and the Pradco Bandits and the Berkeley Hit Sticks and different leaders and lures, Gene Down at Leaders and Lures. There's coating bells and blades and beads and everything else for different things. So you're going to be able to see Mad Scientist Technology all over the place. Matter of fact, Spro just released Mad Scientist Technology paired up on their baits down at Bassmasters. It works that well that giant companies and likes of Spro made it their mission to release our partnership with the Spro baits and Mad Scientist Technology down at Bassmasters 2026. It's real. It's becoming a craze. And people that use this technology on some of their baits, it ain't before long that you want that technology on all your baits across the board.
All right. Well, we will keep an eye on that for sure. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And we'll send folks to your website to let them check it out and maybe get a couple baits and try them firsthand. So thanks so much for joining us again.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Pat Kelmerton. He's National Outdoor Sales and Marketing Manager for Relevant Sunglasses and Mad Scientist Tackle. Relevant is RLVNT, and their website rlvnt.life. And Mad Scientist Tackle is madscientist.technology. You can also find a link on the relevant.life website. Well, folks, I'm trying something new here. Tom Mitchell, who is founder of Dex Fingerlight, and their website is fingerlight.com, has been on the show a number of times, and Tom joins us again now from Missouri. Tom, are you ready?
I'm ready, Dan.
Let's try what we'll call a 2-minute drill. What is Dex Fingerlight, and what should they know about it?
Well, that 2-minute drill is twice as long as what they give you in Shark Tank auditions. I don't think you're a shark, but I'll just go for it. Number one, I want to thank you and your listeners, Dan, because we have done a couple interesting interviews on your show. Last fall, we did one for ice fishing. We did one for turkey hunting. And really, that's the appeal of this device, the Dex Fingerlight, which you can get it, you mentioned, at fingerlight.com. I developed this product with my sons because I'm a bow hunter, and I can't stand headlamps. And the reason I can't stand headlamps is I hardly ever find one. They're too bulky. I don't like to keep adjusting them. They're hard to wear with a bill cap. They're hard to wear with any cap. You always have to crane your neck to see what you're looking at. And I'm a little superstitious. I don't like to spook big game. If I'm coming in and out, I'm going to be as stealthy as possible. And so I ended up not using any light. On occasion, I would carry a little flashlight with me, but then I'm carrying my bow, or I'm carrying my turkey decoys, or my rifle, or my shotgun, or whatever else I'm carrying. and that flashlight ended up in my mouth. This product, the finger light, was developed for surgery, and my sons and I developed it for the outdoorsmen, and we have found a target audience with them, turkey hunters, big game hunters, and guess what? We also found an audience with aviation and military. So we launched a year ago. It's doing really well at Amazon, fingerlight.com, Walmart, some other small online retailers. But because, don't take this the wrong way, but I love you, and your audience has been awesome, I really want to offer them something special. Are you sitting down?
Yep, go for it.
Okay, this will end on Easter Sunday. It's not going to last, so take advantage now. Use promo code or discount code SAVE40. That's 40% off the current price online. SAVE40 at checkout. And you get free shipping if you buy more than $75 worth. So that's my special offer for you and your audience. It will end after Easter Sunday, so 12:01 a.m. on Monday. Take advantage now, and I want to offer that as my token of appreciation for you and your listeners, and quite frankly, to get our finger light on as many hands as possible. So thank you so much.
All right, Tom, thank you. We're out of time. Folks, you heard it, fingerlight.com. Save 40, and save 40% on your order. That was our two-minute drill. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is Botch Leonhardt. He's the proprietor of River's Edge Resort. It's right on the Wisconsin River, in Wisconsin Dells on Highway A, and it's my home away from home when I'm in the area. Botch, welcome back to Outdoors Radio, and thanks for joining us again.
Well, thank you, Dan. It's good to be back.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, and I love the River's Edge. I mean, you treat us very well there, and the condos are just beautiful and very well kept, and they're good for entertainment, too. We sometimes have folks over because you've got, you know, a living room with a fireplace and TV, and we were so busy this time we didn't do that, but in the past we have. It's a great location.
Well, thank you, Dan.
You are situated right on the river. You have the pub and grub and the boat launch right there, so you're basically a bait shop, too. You're a full-service operation.
Yeah, we have everything right here on the property. We're a mile and a half outside of town. So we're not right in the thick of things.
Yeah.
We're not too far from the water parks. We're close enough, but yet far enough away.
And isn't that the truth? You know probably better than anybody just how crazy the Dells can be in the summer or any time there's something going on. And there was a lot going on last weekend with the Open Season Expo at the Kalahari. But once you get out of town, like you said, a mile and a half, you don't even know that's going on. It's a great way to relax and to get away from it after a crazy couple days there at the expo. It was great. We enjoyed your fish and chicken buffet. Usually do that on Friday night. We did it again. And you had quite a crowd there, as you always do.
Yeah, we get a pretty good local clientele.
Okay. Well, and how's the fishing been?
The fishing's been good, but the water's been high, and it's been a little iffy to be out there. I don't suggest going out when the water's high, but now it's back down, and the guys have been catching fish. Seen quite a few nice walleyes coming in. But now that the water drops so much, you can get into some of your better spots up near the dam. When the water's high and moving so fast, we kind of like to discourage people from going up that way.
Uh-huh.
But now that it's within reason, you can pretty much fish all over now again.
And how far from the dam are you by boat?
By boat, we're a mile and a half downstream.
Mm-hmm. And you can also fish right from shore.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of nice spots from right up by the dam, up by the powerhouse, across the street over there by the boat tour parking lots, and then even right by River's Edge, there's a little area that we send people to. Matter of fact, some of the real nice walleyes come right off that creek right there.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to try it myself, but you told me about it, and I thought, man, I got to make time sometime to do that. Well, for folks who are fishing now, what is the size limit and what's the bag limit on the river?
Well, you can keep three fish now, 15 to 20. 20, 28, you got to throw back. One over 28.
You have saugers as well as walleyes, right?
Yes, we do have saugers, and they're mixed right in with your bag limit of the walleyes. Yep.
Yeah, and some people can't tell them apart. And, in fact, they do interbreed. They hybridize, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. You know, the easiest way to see them is when they're together. It's like night and day.
Yeah.
But when they're apart, it's hard for anybody to tell a different fish, you know.
Yeah, and saugers, of course, have black dots on their dorsal fin, and walleyes have the white.
Right, they got a little pinkish hue to them also.
That's true, yeah. And the walleyes have that white dot on the bottom of the tail. But the hybrids can be really a mix of any of those color combinations.
And that's it. Exactly.
Yeah. So it makes sense that there's one size limit and one bag limit for both.
Right,
fish.
Right.
Yeah. How about Lake Delton itself? What's the fishing like up there?
Well, Lake Delton's a very good lake to fish. They get crappies, walleyes, northern, smallmouth bass. They get a lot of different fish. This time of the year, of course, it's closed. You can go catch a couple panfish. It's a very good lake to fish.
And that has come back after the terrible washout that happened. Gosh, what year was that? Was that 08?
Oh, that was 08, yeah.
Yeah,
June of 08, and it washed everything out. It was a mess.
I know.
They got her back and up and running, and they really did a good job with stocking that lake and getting it back up to snuff.
Yeah, they certainly did, and I was involved in that restoration project with a bunch of other people, and it was just remarkable to see it come back like it has. And now, of course, you wouldn't even know there was a problem years ago.
No, you couldn't, nope.
Okay. Well, you have a fishing contest coming up later in April. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's a walleye contest, our last full weekend in April, so that's the 24th, 25th, and 26th. It's a $10 entry fee, and what that includes is a fishing tournament, door prizes, and then you get a chicken dinner on Sunday at noon at the end of the contest. It's a fun contest. It's for everybody, but it's a fun contest. It's not a professional, but everybody... Kids, anybody can join, so.
Uh-huh. Last full weekend in April. Okay. What are some of the prizes?
Well, usually we like to keep the first place right around 100, 150, and then we pay all the way down to 25 places.
Oh.
And then trophies for first, second, third, and last. And then there's usually a lucky 13. So all the money that's taken in goes back to the people. It's a fun tournament.
Yeah, nice. Now, I mentioned that we had your fish buffet on a Friday night, and as we were waiting for our table, which only took about 10 minutes, I told our friends who were with me and Mark, I hope we get a seat back by the aquarium, and sure enough, we were right there, right up against that great big fish tank. And tell us about that for people who've never seen it.
Oh, it's a 3,000-gallon fish aquarium, and all the fish are local from the river or Lake Delton. There's all different species in there. It's fun for people to come and just take a look. You know, you're at the restaurant sitting down eating. You see a walleye swim by or northern or a couple of crappies. It's just a fun calling card.
It certainly is. And every once in a while, one of those walleyes or northerns will pick off a minnow. I've seen that once.
Yeah, we used to feed them at a certain time every so often. Well, then people didn't really like that. Now we feed them so they can eat, you know, whenever they want.
Yes, they coexist until one of them gets hungry, and then they go for it. Huh?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we didn't have any surprises when we were there last Friday. So, okay.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. It can be disturbing, I suppose, especially to kids. But
some people get.
Yeah, yeah. You have a special going on, too, for folks who want to stay there.
We do. This year, what we're doing for our special is we're offering midweek, that's Sunday night through Thursday night. The motel room is $75 a night, and that has either two double beds or one king. And that'll include your boat launch for both days. Or you can go ahead and get the kitchenette, which would be $85, which is two double beds and a small kitchen bathroom. And that would be $85, and that also includes your boat launch for both days.
That's a deal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else you want to share with listeners, Botch?
No, just that the fish are starting to bite again. You know, the water went down. Things are under control a little bit, so you can get your boat out there and fish. And if you do get out there, make sure you only anchor out of the front of the boat. Don't anchor out of the sides or the back of the boat because that's dangerous, especially in current. Only anchor out of the front of the boat.
Yeah, and I think some people who are not used to river fishing don't realize that. And, of course, if you don't anchor, you can use your trolling motor to fight the current or to...
That is the safest, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, I can't tell you the last time I anchored in a river. It's just risky.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, Botch, I appreciate your hospitality, and I appreciate you joining us for this fishing report. And we hope folks will come to River's Edge to fish, to stay, and to eat. You've got everything there. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Botch Leonhardt, and the restaurant and motel is called River's Edge. The website is riversedgewisconsindells.com. Easy to find. riversedgewisconsindells.com. It's located on Highway A on the Wisconsin River, about a mile and a half from downtown in the Dells. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. Cedar Lake Sales has their launch into summer event happening next weekend, April 8th through the 11th, with seminars, specials, and more. And their big marine rummage sale is set for the following Saturday. That's April 18th, if you want to get that on the calendar. Get details online at cedarlakesales.com. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Apaca, profhearingcare.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org, and my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special is archived on YouTube at Deer Hunt Wisconsin.
And the radio show that you're listening to now is online all the time, so you can share it with your family and friends or go listen to past episodes. Go to lake-link.com, go to the Outdoor Radio tab, and you can download the show from there, or you can go to outdoornews.com/podcasts and find it there as well. Find Dan on social media as Dan Small Outdoors. Find me as Hardwater Jeff.
We haven't said much about it yet, but the spring hearings are coming up in just over a week. We'll talk about it next week, and they happen every April in every county. And if you go on the DNR's website and just click spring hearings, just type spring hearings into the search bar, you will find information on that. And something new this year, the harvest season for inland trout on streams, springs, and spring ponds opens this Saturday, April 4th. That's today for most listeners. That's a month earlier than in past years. And there are also some bag limit changes, so check the 26-27 trout regs for details. I picked up a copy at one of my licensed outlet stores. Actually, I think it was a Quick Trip is where I got it. And you'll find out that information on the DNR website as well. Milwaukee County Parks are going to hold a youth fishing clinic. Actually, seven county parks will host clinics on Saturday, April 18th. They're free and open to kids 15 and under and people with certain disabilities. They begin on the hour, starting at 9 a.m. and ending at 2 p.m. Last one starts at 2. And they're going to hold them rain or shine, so make sure you're dressed for it. And kids must be accompanied by an adult. You can bring your own fishing gear, and some will be available if you don't have any. So for information, visit the DNR website. The keywords there, youth fishing clinics. My Lake of the Woods trip is sold out, as we mentioned. They are still keeping a waiting list, so if you're interested and want to maybe put your name down for next year or get on the waiting list for this year, blackisland.com is the website. Pull down the trips tab and look for my name, blackisland.com. No giveaway this week, but remember, you can save big on finger light through midnight on Easter Sunday, that is midnight of Monday morning. Fingerlight.com is the website, and the code for the discount is SAVE40. And if you're fishing the Dells, I know Botch said, oh, the fishing is good. Well, because of the rain, I would call them or check their website, riversedgeresort.com, just to be sure before you trundle down to the Wisconsin River there and find it might be high. I don't think they got that much rain, but it's always worth checking. Lost in the Woods Improv's next gig is coming up April 24th at the Backstage in Bayfield. Special guest this time is Hannah Stonehouse Hudson. She's well known in the area and across the country, actually. And she's got an amazing story to share. Details on Facebook at Lost in the Woods Improv. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His gig is this Saturday, that's tonight for most listeners, at the Harbor Table in Washburn. If you're in the area, it's worth a trip. Come for the show. It starts at 4. The prime rib is worth staying for. So check it out. Spring is on the wing is the theme. And for more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Jeff, happy Easter. Hope your kids enjoy all the chocolate and candy and other celebrations I'm sure you'll be doing.
Yeah, they will. There's no doubt about it.
I'm sure. And folks, get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.